With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. For me, this is a very special edition as I am able to honor a very special man in my life, Dr. William Dunham. To give you some background about my relationship with Dr. Dunham, when I was in the fourth grade in 1988, my left ankle was swelling. I went to a doctor in North Alabama, and he determined that it was a tumor. He went ahead and operated and removed the tumor, and we moved from Athens, Alabama to Birmingham, Alabama that same year. From the fifth grade, sixth grade, and all the way to the start of the seventh grade, I continued to have problems with my ankle, and I had gone to a doctor in Birmingham for about a year, and he could not determine what the issue was. He was going to do exploratory surgery, and my grandfather requested a second opinion. Well, the second opinion was Dr. William Dunham. We went to Dr. Dunham's office. He looked at the x-ray. He actually showed me where the spot was on my ankle that was the area of concern. He quickly scheduled surgery, which was supposed to be an outpatient surgery, and it turned out to be a two-week stay. I had a Groshon catheter in my chest. I couldn't go to school, so I was homeschooling. My grandmother took great care of me. And Dr. William Dunham, because he was able to find that staff and be able to surgically remove the staff, I'm here talking to you today, 30 years later. It broke my heart when I heard that Dr. Dunham had passed away because he had meant so much to me throughout my life, knowing that if he had misdiagnosed, I would not be here. So with that said, I wanted to honor Dr. Dunham in a very special way by recognizing organizations that meant a lot to his family. And Dr. Dunham has a granddaughter named Morgan who lives with Down syndrome, and she has benefited from organizations like the Exceptional Foundation and Down Syndrome Alabama. And right now, I have on the line with me president of the Exceptional Foundation, Sarah Newell. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Sarah.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
As we talked about before the show started, you're just getting settled in to your new role as president of the Exceptional Foundation. How is that going for you?
It's been wonderful. Truly just I can't tell you how good for my soul it is to come into this place every day. I've never worked in an environment that's so filled with love and kindness, truthfully. And I've worked in a lot of wonderful places through the years, but when you come through the doors of the Exceptional Foundation and you see our participants interacting with each other and you see the smiles on their faces and you see them building community and feeling purposeful and having a joy-filled life, and you know that many of them probably wouldn't have opportunities to be able to interact with other people or to engage in the kind of recreational or social opportunities that we offer to them here, were we not here to offer that for them. It really does warm your heart, and I'm just so honored that I've been selected to be able to join this team and come alongside these folks that are working so hard to make a difference in these people's lives. So it's been fantastic.
Well, as you know, and as I said, the family of Dr. William Dunham asked in lieu of flowers that donations be made to the Exceptional Foundation. You have a family here who appreciates the work of the Exceptional Foundation so much that they wanted donations to go to your organization and to support that effort. How does that make you feel, Sarah?
Well, it just makes us feel honored that such a great man would think of us in that way, and that his family, you know, we're here because there's so many people in the community who believe that this is an important mission. And there's so many families in our community who, as I said, were we not here, they wouldn't really have a place for their loved one to go, particularly for some of our adult participants who have aged out of the school system. They really would run the risk of being kind of isolated without a place to come during the day. And this gives them a routine. It gives them something that makes their lives purposeful and happy. And so it's wonderful to know and to hear those individual stories of how the Exceptional Foundation is providing that service. It just makes me feel like we're doing what we're here to do, and we're fulfilling that promise.
The term aged out, explain that to listeners as far as a young person when they age out of the school system and then they need resources to come in and to continue to benefit them.
Sure. Well, in the United States, when people are of school age, meaning kindergarten through 12th grade, they have access to certain kinds of accommodations through their local school that help them to be able to be educated and to have, as I was saying before, a routine and a place to go during the day, as well as opportunities for socialization and building community through their school. But at age 21, people age out of literally, of the school system, and they're not allowed to attend school anymore. And so for those for whom perhaps work or even college is not something that is not part of their plan or part of their goals that they make with their family, places like the Exceptional Foundation exist so that those people can have opportunities to still have a place to go. It allows parents and other caregivers to continue working, because otherwise they would have to stop their jobs, and in fact many do, in order to care for that loved one. And it also, as I was saying before, it just provides an opportunity for those folks to be among other folks that and families who have gone through a lot of the same kinds of things and who can relate to each other, and it allows us to build a community.
You know, as I think about what you said when we started, how you enjoy coming to work, that it's a joy for you to be where you are. For that to happen, it takes a great team of people and to give their very best to the people who are benefiting from the foundation. Let's talk about the team.
Oh, well, we have, as I like to say, an exceptional outcome here requires an exceptional team, and that is absolutely the case. To give you some idea, a lot of the folks who have chosen to work, you know, in the nonprofit sector, we just typically don't have the ability to pay rates that people could make in terms of wages if they worked in the for-profit sector. And so the people who are here really have to be here because they love the work, they believe in the mission, they want to make a difference. And I can see that. I mean, we have so many dynamic, really smart, but kind and compassionate people who are choosing to work here. Many of them are relatively young, and they're new in their careers, or they're finishing college right now. And, you know, they could go out and they could get a job working retail, or they could work in the restaurant industry, or a lot of the sort of jobs that you think about when you're in college or newly out of college. But they choose to come here instead and spend time taking care of people who they may or may not be exposed to prior to this. And you have to have a special kind of connection, and it takes a special kind of person to really want to do that kind of work, because it is rewarding, but it isn't easy. And I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this team. They are fantastic. They will lean in to do anything they need to do, come early, stay late. And it's just been so rewarding to see so many of these folks develop and grow during the time that I've been able to spend with them so far.
And, of course, it takes funds to make the work happen. And 18 years now, the Chili Cook-Off has taken place, and we're right around the corner from the next Chili Cook-Off, benefiting the Exceptional Foundation.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are so excited. The Chili Cook-Off is our single biggest fundraising event of the year. We actually depend on fundraising events like this, and we have a couple of others, but this one is definitely the biggest, to raise about 33%. So a full third of our revenue every year comes in through this kind of fundraising. And it's just a great day. It's a time when you can come in and interact with other folks at a time when a lot of us have really been missing community over the past couple of years. You can come and see people you know, hopefully, and taste some good food. We ask for a small donation of $15 per ticket for those who want to come, but it is a donation. And for that, you get to come in and enjoy the day and all the chili you can eat. and you can also bring your family. Children under 12 come in for free. So I think that it's really an opportunity for people to experience a side of Birmingham and the Birmingham community that you may not have before, especially for folks in this area. We really encourage you to come out. It's on March 5th. It'll be in the parking lot next to Macy's at Brookwood Mall. And it's sponsored by Mortgage Bank. We are so grateful to Mortgage Bank. They have been just terrific partners and title sponsors of the Chili Cook-Off for several years now. So we're very, very grateful to them and hope you'll come out. Give it a try.
The programs that are benefited because of the Chili Cook-Off, one of those is the summer camp. That is one of the things that Blair Dunham Green shared with me, is that Morgan has benefited from those camps.
Yeah, the summer program is one of our most impactful programs in the sense that it reaches a lot of people from across the city. It's also, you know, we've only had a youth program here for the last 7 or 8 years, and this is one of the biggest areas where we really have to staff up. We have to plan for an 8-week summer camp during the months of June and July. And again, it gives these families that have a loved one with a special need a place to go where people are going to know how to take care of them and meet their special needs and provide them an opportunity to be a part of the community and part of a loving environment. And I think that just gives our participant families a lot of comfort knowing that their child is going to be cared for in as if it were our own child. Those of us who work here really do feel that way. And so that's one of the most fun things to me that we do, is being able to work with the kids every summer. It's been tremendous to watch.
And we think about young and old alike, making them feel and to know that people care about them. And then they want to participate just like anybody else when it comes to sports programs. They love nights and weekend outings. And the Exceptional Foundation does provide for activities for young and the older to be able to feel that.
That's right. In fact, we have a Mardi Gras dance coming up very soon. If you're interested, Mark, you can come out and enjoy dancing with some of our participants. Usually a lot of fun. We have several of those per year. We have a prom that we put on for some of our participants who are interested, and some of our folks really can break it down, so they would give you a run for your money.
Oh, absolutely.
But, it's just a ton of fun. I highly recommend it.
And you'll be there, right?
If you can come, absolutely.
Okay.
If you can come to the Exceptional Foundation and be a part of our programs for a whole day and not crack a smile, then I don't know, as you know, my granddaddy used to say, if that doesn't light your fire, your wood must be wet. And that's the way it feels.
That's great.
It's just a fun place.
Well, in North Alabama, we have the Bertie Thornton Center, and I have been able to go by there and visit with the people that are there with various activities, and you are exactly right. It will bring a smile to your face. The love that you can receive from these individuals, they have a lot of love to share.
Absolutely. You know, I was telling somebody the other day that I feel like our participants really teach me a lot every day about the kind of person I want to be. They have an immense capacity to see things differently than some of us who are developing more traditionally experience life. And they have a very important voice that sometimes gets left out of the conversation just because we don't take time to listen. But they have a lot to teach us. And so it's been really powerful and meaningful for me to be able to spend my days learning from some of these folks. You're absolutely right. They are some of the most loving people that you'll come in contact with.
We certainly want people who are listening right now to find out ways that they can help the Exceptional Foundation. This show today is based on the fact that the family requested, in lieu of flowers, that donations be made to the Exceptional Foundation in honor of Dr. William Dunham. There are other ways that people can help as well, right, Sarah?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest is if you're interested in supporting us. Of course, you can come to the Chili Cook-Off on March 5th, a week from this Saturday, and that's, you know, something that is easy to do and hopefully fun. But you can also check us out on our website, exceptionalfoundation.org. You can learn a lot about our programs there. And if you feel led to make a donation, we have the capacity through the website to take online donations. And we would be forever grateful. Mostly, though, we just want you to know who we are and that we're here. And if you're interested in learning more, or if you're in the Birmingham area and want to just give us a call and check us out and learn more about us, or make an appointment to come by and see our programs in action, we invite you to do that. Our telephone number is 205-870-0776. And we are open Monday through Thursday from 7:50 to 5:30. We'd be happy to talk with you. And again, I really feel like if you come and you see it in person, you'll understand. It's just one of those kind of environments where you cannot help but feel a little bit changed when you leave.
I'll certainly make plans to come down there, Sarah, and to visit the Exceptional Foundation. I'm looking forward to that. We do want people who are listening right now to find a way to help this very special organization. And as I said from the beginning, Dr. Dunham saved my life. This is the least I can do, is to bring awareness to organizations that meant a lot to him and his family. And I appreciate the fact, Sarah, that you were able to join me with short notice to come on this show, because it means a lot to me to be able to do this for someone who was so special in my life.
I can absolutely understand that. And I'm just honored that the Morgan family has thought of us, and Dr. Dunham's family wanted to promote the Exceptional Foundation. That means so much to us. And we do certainly send our deepest condolences to their family. But what a legacy to leave with so many people. And we're just privileged that you thought of us and really do appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely. Sarah Newell, president of the Exceptional Foundation. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
You're so welcome. It's been my pleasure.
When we come back, we'll have Kelly Peoples with Down Syndrome Alabama as we continue this special show in honor of Dr. William Dunham. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You are daddy listening to a very special edition of the Mark White Show. So as I said in the first segment, Dr. William Dunham saved my life when I was 12 years old. I had staph infection, and he found it quickly and determined that I needed an operation. What was supposed to be outpatient surgery turned out to be a two-week stay at Medical Center East in Roebuck, Alabama, and then home health for 6 months as I was being treated at home, had a Groshon catheter in my chest. But it was Dr. Dunham who found the staff and took care of that so that I'm talking to you here 30 years later today. One of the things that I wanted to do was to honor him through some special organizations that the family has benefited from. And one of those is Down Syndrome Alabama. And right now I have on the line with me again, Kelly Peoples, who is the CEO of Down Syndrome Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kelly.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back, Mark. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
This is a special time now that we're honoring someone who meant so much to me. And when we think about doctors, we think about people who take care of us in that way. And then you realize that if this doctor, this medical team doesn't make the right determination, you might not be here. But thanks to Dr. Dunham, I am here and I'm able to do some things through the Mark White Show that I feel like can help others and be a benefit. As we've talked before about Down Syndrome Alabama, it's benefited a lot of people across the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. Absolutely it has.
What are some of the highlights in your role there at Down Syndrome Alabama? Some of the things that you've seen where families really look at Down Syndrome Alabama as a great support system, as a great way to help their young person or older person to grow and to make connections that are very important in life.
Absolutely. So you said a great word. It's one of our key words, is connections. That is more than likely the biggest request we get is, can you connect me to a family in my city? Can you connect me to a medical doctor? So connections is key. But Down Syndrome Alabama is a part of your life from the moment a child is born and through the whole entire lifespan. So we are here as a resource, especially for new families, because, you know, that's a big challenge sometimes when it's a surprise diagnosis, or even if it's not such a surprise, it can be a little overwhelming. So we have great, we call our new family committee. It's like our welcoming committee to the family, but we have new parent bags that we give to new parents that has lots of baby goodies, just onesies and, you know, passies and things like that. Just celebrate the baby, because that's what we have to do first. And then there's information about Down syndrome, the diagnosis, when they're ready to tackle that. We're also there to help with IEPs, which in the special needs community, you have to have IEPs for in the school system. We're here to help with those. We help transition from middle school to high school to either a career, or to many of our friends are going to post-secondary education programs to have that college experience. And we're so excited about that. But we're just here as a resource. We're here to serve our community, serve our members, and do whatever we can to help.
When there is that diagnosis of Down syndrome, a family for the first time is actually learning about Down syndrome. I know from personal experience with friends that I have, it can be overwhelming. But to have someone like Down Syndrome Alabama, with its amazing community, come in and say, you are not alone. What have you seen from those families in that change from despair or the sadness into a world of light where they feel like there is hope?
I was just about to say hope, Mark, because that is also, you see new parents, you see them struggle at first, and then you put them in touch with them. A mom or a dad who's been in their shoes a couple years down the road, and it's like the whole weight has lifted off. Sure, there might be some challenges. Sure, I mean, but that's with any person. There might be some medical issues. But to know that there's hope, and to see individuals with Down syndrome doing amazing things these days when, you think decades and decades ago they were institutionalized. And it's like we've gotten so far from where we were, and we're only going to keep going further. But that is it. They have hope. There's somewhat of a peace about it when they talk to another family, and it they form bonds and friendships. It's funny because in this community, it's called a tribe, and it is literally a wonderful, amazing tribe of families who it doesn't matter what you've been through. There's somebody we can connect you to who has been through something similar.
When I think about exceptional people, Hunter Norwood comes to my mind with a little something extra ice cream. And I don't know if you saw this today, Kelly, but Hunter was presenting checks thanks to the success that they had in Tuscaloosa this season.
Yeah, he is exceptional. You are correct about that. And we're hearing more and more stories like Hunter, or young adults, actually adults, who are doing that. He's the CEO of his own ice cream truck, and they travel all across the state. And I know that they did the games at Alabama, but it's amazing. And we have another young gentleman in the area who he has run, I'm going to say the number wrong, but over 30 half marathons, because his goal is to run a half marathon in all 50 states. And he has done it, over 30. And he will do 50. I mean, he's amazing. We have individuals who work, we have an individual who works at a law firm. We have some who work at Edgar's Bakery. It's amazing how far we have come.
And speaking of how far we have come, one of the things that I think about is an interview that I did with Coach Gene Stallings when I first started the Mark White Show, and we talked about Johnny Mark. And back then, when Johnny Mark was born, there were some terms that medical professionals used that should not be used today. And one of the things I think about, as you say how far we've come, I was born in 79. And so even in the 80s, it seems like, I remember a TV show where Corky was in the TV show.
Yeah.
And we started seeing some young people with Down syndrome. We started seeing some activity, but I don't know that I've seen it in my lifetime more so than now when it comes to, I look at Texas and I see Blake Snowshack, and I look up in New York and I see John's Crazy Socks with John Cronin, and I look over North Carolina and I see Gabby's Grounds, and I see Sweet Jordan's in Tennessee. And there are many more stories that are coming out of these young people who have had an amazing journey to employ people, to have their own business, to thrive as people.
Absolutely. They just needed to have been given a chance. And like we always say in this world, we're more alike than different. They are more alike than different. They just have an extra chromosome, but they are just like us. So it is amazing to see, and I can't wait to see how far we go into the future.
So what are some things that Down Syndrome Alabama is looking forward to as we get into the spring and summer? Are there some special activities on the way?
Yeah, we've got some coming up. So March 21st is actually World Down Syndrome Day, because it's 3/21. And as everybody, well, as most people know, individuals with Down syndrome have a third copy of their 21st chromosome. So 3/21 is kind of our number. But we will have a celebration for World Down Syndrome Day. Actually, we'll have one here in the Birmingham area. We'll have one in our Auburn, Opelika satellite, and one in our West Alabama satellite, which is the Tuscaloosa area. And then we'll have a family social in the summer. We haven't decided what yet. Last year we went to a water park and it was super fun. But then we have those are like social things. We have lots of things going on. Then we have a lot of workshops going on right now for parents and caregivers. So I just suggest anybody who's interested, go to our website and kind of look at our calendar of events to see what we have going on.
Kelly, it means a lot to me to be able to have you on the show today, because I wanted to pull together a show that honors Dr. William Dunham and what he meant to me. And as I look at Dr. Dunham's family, I look at his granddaughter, Morgan, and think about the benefit of Down Syndrome Alabama. And I want to do something to pay it forward. So it does mean a lot that you were able to join me today so that we could share about Down Syndrome Alabama and recognize this wonderful doctor who saved more people than me. I hope that his family looks at it as a great way to recognize this very special man.
I'm sure they do. And just know that we appreciate you too. We appreciate you advocating and you pushing and spreading our words out too, and letting everybody know that we're here and what we do. And we appreciate you too, Mark.
Absolutely. Kelly Peoples, you're always welcome here on the Mark White Show. And thank you again for your time today.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
You too, Kelly. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged by this show today and this difference maker that saved my life, Dr. William Dunham. I think back to the time when we were in his office for the first time with my grandfather. Dr. Dunham quickly diagnosed what was the matter with me. But Dr. Dunham was a person that I felt comfortable with. I trusted him, and I appreciate the dedication that he had to the health and welfare of his patients. I hope that you will look into the Exceptional Foundation as well as Down Syndrome Alabama and find out what you can do to help make a difference. I hope that you'll follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast. You can do that through Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Facebook Podcast, and TuneIn Radio. Today's show is dedicated to Dr. William Dunham. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Mm-hmm. Something good today.